We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Are you allowed to go out for the coin toss?
I'm not sure.
Are you going to ask?
Now that you just said something, I might ask for sure. So if you see me out there, I ask.
Yeah, they're not going to put him out there for the coin toss. I'm just going to.
If you remember, actually, they did put Carson out there for the coin toss in the Super Bowl. So maybe that you can put players on IR out there.
Yeah, I think you can.
Yeah.
I think you could. I mean, maybe with Nick. I don't know. I'd be concerned that. That comes back to where now Tom Brady goes nuts, and it's right. Like, oh, you just motivated Tom Brady.
Well, but the tough spot, too, is if Brandon actually asks, that does put Nick in a bit of a tough spot.
Right.
Right. Like, if it's not brought up, I don't think Nick thinks to do it. But if Brandon goes up to him and says, hey, I want to go out there for the coin toss, like, what do you do?
What do you say?
What do you do if you're Nick there?
Yeah, he wears his T-shirts, and he respects
right.
all the veterans on the team.
Captain.
Yeah.
So I think Nick would let him if he asked, I bet.
Jack, what do you think? You think Sirianni does it? I know you're all for it.
It's too good of a story not to. Like the city clearly has a rent in Brady's head. Of course you do it. Why not? Like, you're probably going to lose anyway. Why not put Brandon Graham out there and have some fun with it?
So take out the
content. It bothers me that teams don't have more fun with this. Like, you should have more fun with this kind of thing. They should let Brandon Graham go out there, bring in Carson if he wants to be there.
Well, no, Carson would help, you know.
Yep.
But, Yeah, I just think it's bulletin board material. It's like getting, you know, to your point, it's poking the bear. And I'm afraid of the bear.
You are afraid of the bear.
Exactly. So I'm not trying to poke the bear.
All right. I see Jack also on Twitter 7 hours ago said that it's Jalen Hurts showing up and having a great game is more important than a win.
Correct.
And I got a bunch of responses.
Yeah, they really did.
Does Jesus. Jack want to defend that take? Or?
Yeah, Jack, let's hear it, man. We'll give you the Pro Bowl, the All Pro selections in a second.
Thank you.
Let me hear your take on that.
So I just think that it's more important for Jalen Hurts to go out and play. I care more about Jalen Hurts going out and playing well Sunday than I do the Eagles win. Like, Jalen Hurts going out there, proving he's not going to, you know what, down his leg, have a good game, look poised, not blow it in a big moment, and you are solidified in having a franchise quarterback. That means more to me than like, oh, we'll be the Bucks by running, or Brady has an off day and scores like 17 points and you score 20. That doesn't really mean anything, but Jalen Hurts going out and proving he's the franchise on Sunday, ending all of that debate, ending all the offseason speculation of Russell Wilson, all of that stuff, that means more to me than a one-off win against Tom Brady.
Mm. I agree.
Yeah.
I absolutely agree. I think Jalen Hurts having a good game / great game is more important than winning the game. Now, if he has one of those, they'll probably win the game. So, you know, you could get both, but how he plays in this game tomorrow, fair or not, is going to dictate, I think, like how people view him this offseason.
Are you ready? Are you ready for this?
Yeah, go for it.
Jalen Hurts, his play, maybe if he plays so poorly, the Eagles are looking for a different quarterback. I don't think so. I think he's already solidified based on who's available and who you'd be able to get, and he's done enough to get another look for the Eagles in 2022. It's independent, Jalen Hurts, how he plays today. Of more or less what you're saying is that, oh, well, this solidifies Jalen Hurts and now he's the guy going forward. No, he's not. All this does is it means that he's going to get another year, which he's going to get anyway. So you're saying you'd rather have another year of Jalen Hurts, which he's already going to get.
But it makes me more excited about next year. Like, I'm kind of like iffy on next year's team because, like, I think he could possibly regress. I don't think he can run to a Super Bowl. But if Jalen Hurts goes out there and goes toe-to-toe or even a little bit below Tom Brady, that just makes me so much more hopeful about his ceiling rather than who he is.
Give me an example of what you're talking about. Give me his game stats.
250, 2 touchdowns, 70 yards rushing.
How many throws?
I don't know, like 25.
Okay. Well, but what's that? He throws 20 for 25 for 250?
That matters more than them winning this game, does it not?
No, because that's just an average game. What are you talking about?
That's not an average game for him.
Dude, if you're telling me Jalen Hurts 30 for 35 for 325 and three touchdowns and they lose 35-31.
You'll feel good.
That's different than 250 yards and 70 yards rushing.
The numbers aside, what Jack is saying, what I agree with is, we'll all know when that game ends how he played, right? Like, the eye test will tell us Jalen Hurts played really well.
And it's not going to mean anything.
But it will mean something for Jalen, though, too, right? Like, let's say Jalen goes out on Sunday and plays terrible. Let's, like, you know, two interceptions. He plays like he did against Dallas in week 3. And then they make the playoffs next year. You don't think the discussion all week is going to be, well, Jalen played poorly in the playoffs last year. Like, that's – the playoff is narrative setting. Like, the playoff is where you become either – if you're look at Nick Foles. Nick Foles had a pretty average career outside of what he's done in the playoffs. But because of how he performs in the playoffs, people have confidence for him.
Does it change the conversation if he plays poorly? Yes. Does it matter big picture? No.
It does matter because going into next year then, if he plays really poorly on Sunday, you don't think next year if they go into the playoffs it's not going to be, well, he played really poorly before. I mean, let's be honest. His track record in big games is not great. Like, it's just not.
Jeff McClain was getting at.
There you go.
At the high school game where they lost 71 to something.
Well, I didn't see the tape on that one. But,
I didn't either.
Right, but you lost by 50, so I'm going to go ahead and guess he didn't have an outstanding game.
I'm not telling you that Jalen Hurts playing well or Jalen Hurts not playing well. Like, I'm not telling you that publicly – or even with the Eagles, that it doesn't make a difference. Obviously, Jalen playing well, you want that more than not playing well. But you're talking about over a win in the playoffs? Are you insane?
I get what you're saying. Obviously, a win is huge. But you're also the one that says you don't think they can win long-term running the ball, right? So if you want to talk about the future of this team, and the season's already a success. Like, obviously, you want to win the game, and that would take this to another level. But they're kind of playing with house money at this point. Like, this is all icing on the cake. So if you can go into Tampa Bay, and Jalen Hurts is like, you know, surgical with it, like up and down the field. Numbers, we can figure out whatever they would be, but we'll know if it looks good. If they can leave that game tomorrow saying Jalen Hurts took them to the playoffs, played well in the playoff game, and almost outdueled Tom Brady, I think that's far more impactful moving forward than it would be if they won this game in a slop-filled rain fest like 20-17.
Yeah, I just care more. I care more about the results of a game, and especially in the playoffs, wins and losses, than some moral victory for Jalen Hurts.
Well, the reality is, as I said, ridiculous. Like both of them is likely, like if he has the game that me and Jack are talking about, then they probably win anyway, right? But again, I just think Jalen Hurts. It's what we talked about yesterday. This season is about Jalen Hurts' development.
No, not necessarily. I mean, Tom Brady could put up big numbers on this Eagles defense.
Right.
I mean, not necessarily.
But if I told you that he had over 300 yards passing, what would your guess be on the outcome of the game?
That they lost and they were down big.
Okay. Interesting.
Because otherwise you're not throwing the ball that much because that's not a formula to win.
Yeah.
Look at his biggest passing numbers all season when they were losing big.
Yeah, it was early on in the season, yeah.
Yeah, so yeah. I don't buy that. So all pro selections and some guys got snubbed at the Pro Bowls. Jason Kelce. First team All Pro. That's his fourth.
Deserved.
Lane Johnson, second team All Pro.
And I'm guessing that's because he missed time.
Yeah, I mean, he missed three games.
Yeah.
So maybe he's first team.
I would say that's
yeah,
why.
I mean, that's a significant portion. If he's injured, I mean, regardless, I mean, anybody out there that's going to complain about Lane Johnson, give me your top five right tackles in the league. I can't do it. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, and so, Lane had a great year, you know, so.
He did. Listen, he's great. I love Lane Johnson. Darius Slay did he get one vote?
One vote. Which is, I don't normally get into like the whole snub thing. Like when everyone was mad Javon Hargrave didn't make the Pro Bowl, it's like, whatever.
Yeah, who cares?
One vote for Darius Slay is ridiculous. And I'll also say, for Trayvon Diggs to get 33 votes to Darius Slay's one, Darius Slay is better than Trayvon Diggs. I understand he gets interceptions, but Trayvon Diggs also gave up, if I'm not mistaken, the most yards in the league for a cornerback. Like, he routinely gets toasted every week. Darius Slay, I actually think, didn't get as many votes because he's had some big plays, but, like, most weeks you don't even talk about him because he's just shutting down the guy that he's covering. He's been a true number one elite corner this year. So for him to get one vote, it's just...
Well, Darius Slay has the lowest passer rating in single coverage this year.
Yeah, it's insane.
As he just retweeted. After
it's insane.
After it was
So
it was Trevon Diggs, 33 votes, Jalen Ramsey, 32, J.C. Jackson of the Patriots, 25, and then you have A.J. Terrell of 8, and then Slay and Marshawn Lattimore had 1. So at least he was in the conversation of being a top five guy.
But I will say, getting one vote is like almost more insulting than getting none. Yeah, I understand, you know, one vote's better than none, but one vote is such
slap in the face.
Yeah.
I agree.
It's ridiculous. He should have been. He should have gotten way more votes than that.
All right, we'll go to the phones in a second. Also, so Rod Lakin, our program director, is headed down to Chickies and Pete's in South Philly right now.
You can meet Rod for the first time. Welcome to Philly.
With our items for Bury the Bucks.
Yeah.
All right, so he has a bag with him. He's going to add it to the rest of the stuff again. We'll be there till 6 o'clock, WIP will. If you have something to donate to the football gods, the sacrifice.
I saw someone dropped off a Carson Wentz jersey.
Which I thought you'd see some, sure.
Yeah, I think there'd be some of those. The Gronk jersey.
That's a good one.
But the Gronk jersey was a Bucks jersey, which means it's only a year old.
That's a good point. That's a real
How'd they
donation.
Get that, by the way?
It's paid for it. I mean,
no, I know, but like, why did is that like an ex?
I don't know. Is it
boyfriend
a,
or something a, that he, they took it from?
Is
or
it a Bucks fan? I mean,
I don't know.
One item I saw, which is it's some of these items are like old and random, which has been cool to see. An autographed Cecil Martin drawing.
Oh, Cecil the Diesel.
Yeah.
You have to give that up. That's a big loss.
Yeah. Man.
You know, obviously everyone has to donate and they should, but it's got to sting to give up something you really care about and then have them lose.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, you got to...
No refunds.
If you're donating, you know, you got to really hope they win. But these people are doing, you know, good work for the football community.
No refunds. One more thing here. Jason Kelce now certainly goes in the Hall of Fame conversation.
I think he already is, but you're right that adding these all-pros with offensive linemen, it's tough. He's not going to accumulate stats. You know, right. It's not that type of thing. So these type of awards do matter for Jason.
Is he back next year?
I think he will be because of kind of what you just said. Like, he's in the conversation for Hall of Fame, and I think it was Ross Tucker that made this point on the Eagles pregame show, that when it comes to offensive linemen, longevity is really taken into consideration. It's how long you played. And Jason has talked about how, you know, physically he has to feel like he's there. He has two young kids. Like, I don't think he wants to prioritize his health, which he absolutely should.
Sure.
But he's had a really outstanding year. He's still playing at a high level. You know,
the team's better.
Yeah, the team's better. I think he's buying into what Sirianni is selling, like all those things. So, yeah, I think he's back.
If they're 6-11 this year, it might be a different story.
Right. Exactly. If they're 4 and whatever. So I think that's certainly part of it. But again, the all-pro thing matters because now if you're Jason, you look at your resume and you say, that it's starting to build to a pro, you know, a Hall of Fame type resume.
All right, Mike in the Lehigh Valley is dropping something off at Bury the Bucks at Chickies and Pete's. Mike, what's up, brother? How are you?
Hey, I'm great, guys. How are you?
Good.
What's going on, Mike?
Good, good.
So my son Harrison and I, who's 8 years old, we're going down to the Sixers game right now.
Nice.
And I have a Carson Wentz painting done by a local artist in the Lehigh Valley named Justin Clement, and it's a $1,500 painting. It's gorgeous, except for his face. And I can't stand looking at it when I go down to my bar, so I covered it up with a autographed Julius Erving jersey.
Nice.
And so I'm going down there now and dropping it off and saying good riddance to it.
That's dedication right there. $1,500 painting.
I can't stand looking at it.
Yeah.
It's good work by you, Mike.
I was wondering how I was going to destroy it and get rid of it. I think this is an appropriate way of doing it.
Yeah, it is.
So the timing's perfect.
Awesome. All right, man. We appreciate the contribution. Have fun at the game with your boy.
Absolutely, absolutely. Thanks a lot, guys.
All right, Mike. Appreciate it. There you have it.
Yeah, giving up a $1,500 anything, that's serious dedication.
This is going to a good cause.
It is. Is he the MVP now? If they win, well, Jack, I guess actually, you know, Jack's the one that did this for the football gods.
Yes. Jack could win the MVP.
He could.
He could get a game ball when it's all said and done.
If they win.
If they win. If they lose, does that mean it's Jack's fault?
Well, if they lose, then a lot of people are gonna be mad at Jack for giving stuff up.
Well, it's your fault. If they lose, it's your fault because you're scared of Tom Brady.
It's not a fault thing. It's a factual thing that being afraid of Tom Brady is just factual. He is the best quarterback to ever play the game. He is the best playoff quarterback to ever play the
game. Scored no points just a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, against the
None.
Saints. Against the Saints.
None.
The Saints have a way better defense.
But hold on. I thought this defense was great, Elliot.
No, I've never said great. If you say anything positive about Gannon, you act like people are saying great. You know, the defense is good enough.
What about points per game?
You're the one. Well, they're not as good as that after that 51 points they gave up in the last game. But you're the one that is not afraid of Tom Brady, which means you think the defense is going to stop him.
I'm more worried about the offense than Tom Brady.
Which means you must like Jonathan Gannon. Like, flat out, if you're more worried about the offense and the defense going against Tom Brady, then you must think highly of Jonathan
Gannon. I think the Eagles' defense is going to give up around 30 points.
Okay.
I think they're 27, 30 points. Like, that's my target number, and the Eagles got to outscore them.
Yeah.
That's the way I look at the game.
And I really do think the Eagles' offense has good matchups against that defense. I think they can run
the ball. I think they can score some points.
Yeah, and if you run the ball on the Bucs again, like, the secondary is not that good. Lavonte David, even if he does play, is going to be questionable going into it, so he's not going to be 100%. So, yeah, I think the Eagles will be able to move the ball.
So, I'm seeing 30-mile-an-hour winds. Jack, the one guy that called up that was angry, we were talking about the weather.
Like, yeah.
So, Ike will talk about this all the time. He doesn't care about cold. He doesn't care about rain necessarily, right? Like, snow's a little bit different. But when it's windy, that changes everything, right? Yeah. Especially in a passing league like the NFL. If there's 30-mile-an-hour winds, you can throw, like, all the stuff that we're talking about, you can throw it up in the air. It doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah, I mean, I do think Brady, again, he's not someone, to your point, he's not an Aaron Rodgers, Patrick Mahomes type arm. So at this point, he's not throwing it 40 yards down the field. Wind impacts all throws. But
he's also short passing.
If you're doing short passing, yeah. I don't know how much more it impacts it, but... For the Eagles' perspective, I mean, I don't know. This also impacts, like, we talked about the coin toss. Like, if you're the Eagles, do you take the wind on your back first and try to get downfield? Like, you know, there's that read on it. On they're going to have to trust their weather, you know, weather people down there at the NovaCare. So
Howard, by the way? Is Howard their weather guy?
I think he is. He's the sideline. Yeah, sideline reporter slash weather guy. Yeah.
Rasheem, North Philly. What's up, bro? How are you?
Hey, what's up? How you guys doing?
All right,
what's
man.
What's going on, Rasheem?
What up?
Good, good, good. I think the Eagles are going to win on Sunday 30-23.
Okay.
I definitely think the Eagles are definitely going to put up points. But, you know, like, in the beginning, they had all those weapons. I could see how everybody, you know, overly matched. But, you know, not having Chris Godwin.
All right, Rasheem. Sorry, we'll try to clear you up here.
Tough.
Mike and Maniunk. Mike, what up?
How are we today? Happy Football Friday.
What's up, brother? How you doing, Mike?
Good. So I think, similar to what Ra was saying, I think it's going to be a real close game. I got 29-28 Eagles.
Wow.
Last second, two-point conversion, something wild that Nick's going to come out with to seal the game, 29-28.
That would be wild if they were down 27-28 and Nick went for two instead of the tie.
I think it's going to be something crazy that will put us over the edge if we're in that position.
Yeah.
With the being afraid of Brady, I think we can respect Brady because all of his accomplishments, you know, the Super Bowls, pretty much being the face and the brains behind the Patriots. I don't think we should fear anyone because I think that was kind of our mentality going into 2017 that, you know, we're playing Brady, but, you know, he's beatable.
Yeah.
And the underdog mentality, I think we got to bring that back as well. It sounded like all week, these radio shows that we're hearing, it was like, oh, you have no chance. You know, Brady, Brady, Brady. I think this is all going to set up for another hopefully shocking victory against Brady.
Yeah, look, I agree the players can't feel that way for sure. I agree. And I do think in 2017, that's a big part of it. Like, they weren't intimidated by Tom Brady. That team did believe in themselves. And I think this team does have a little bit of those same qualities. Like, I'm not able to be in the locker room this year, so I'm not going to pretend to know them as well as I did the 2017 team. But I really do think this team has, like, a bit of that it factor from the Sirianni thing and just the way they talk. So, and Jalen Hurts, let's be honest, Jalen Hurts is not someone that's intimidated, it seems. So I think the team itself could have the right attitude going into this one.
I like it. And then the last quarter question, I think you get Barnett, you get Foles, and I'd even add in Blount and Long kind of as ex-teammates to get them all riled up.
Just a reunion at the 50-yard line?
Exactly. Thanks for taking my call. Have a great day.
All right, Mike. You too, buddy. Thank you. Yeah, I feel like that the key to winning this game is running the football and making a couple of big plays, right? But now you have to talk about this wind, and it's not like Jalen Hurts has this strong arm that cuts through the wind as well.
Maybe he has it on his back. I mean, like, if he has the wind, you know, going with him.
Jack, do we have a meteorologist on call down in Tampa? No, probably not.
I'm just going to buy whatever Eskin says.
All right, we'll text him and see if he has an updated forecast. We also should check in to see what they're talking about on Tampa Bay Sports Radio today.
Think they're talking about if they're afraid of Jalen Hurts?
No, they're not.
Yeah, I wonder what their view on the game is.
Because
the Buccaneers are falling apart a little bit.
Yeah, I agree with you.
You know, like, coming into the, or I guess 2 weeks ago, was, you know, who do you want to play? Who do you think the best matchup is? And I think we all kind of thought it would be Arizona. And I could see reason for that. But the Buccaneers just do feel like they're falling apart from afar.
They do. No, and would you be surprised if they win this week, then they're playing, I guess, the higher seed.
Well, they're the two seed, so they would be playing the low. Well,
they could be playing the Cowboys.
Yeah.
They could be playing, depending on what happens with the Rams.
Yeah, so the Eagles, if they win, they definitely go to Green Bay.
Yes.
And that's a very tough matchup for the Eagles. I think that's like a could get ugly type game.
But the Bucs could easily lose this next game depending on who it is,
definitely.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, again, if it's Dallas, you know, Dallas's history in the playoffs. If Arizona somehow wins, maybe you feel a little bit better about them because they are talented.
So Arizona would go to Green Bay unless the Eagles won, right? Because they're the lowest seed.
They're the sixth. No, because San Francisco's a sixth seed.
Because San Francisco could win as well.
Right. San Francisco's a tough one, too. I mean, I think Kyle Shanahan's a bit of a fraud, but, like, they do have playoff experience. Jimmy G has won in the playoffs. So
that defense is real. They can run the football.
Yeah, Debo Samuel's playing really well.
Man.
Yeah.
He sure is. 215-592-9494. It's Marks and Reese. 215-592-9494. Again, get your items. Get whatever you're going to sacrifice to the football gods and get it down to Chickies and Pete's in South Philly before 6 o'clock to reverse the curse and bury the Bucks.
Absolutely.
And we're going to have Rondae Barber on at 5:30 because we need to officially, like, I don't want to talk about the interception anymore. I don't want to talk about the loss in the 2002 NFC Championship game again. I want to talk about it.
But closure.
Let's bury it once and for all. We'll do that with Rondae coming up at 5:30. Mike Florio is coming up next. Pro Football Talk. What does he think of the Eagles game this weekend? What are his takes on the other super wild card weekend? Coaching hires. Is Doug going to be in New York with the Giants?
I think so.
You
do? I think that's where he ends up.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. Well, I think Doug will probably take any job at this point.
Yeah, I mean, I would too.
You don't
turn down the Giants job if it's offered to you.
No, but if I'm him, I'm going after that Jacksonville job.
No.
Well, listen, no pressure. You have a quarterback there. They have a long leash. Yeah, well, you got a way better quarterback than Daniel Jones. You got Trevor Lawrence down there. He lives in Florida now. It's a nicer place to live, right? So I definitely think if I'm Doug, why would you want to go up to that circus up in the Giants? They have a short lease. They've shown that already. So
It's a decent point, and it's not like they're not dysfunctional up there as an organization.
Exactly.
They are in Jacksonville, but the Giants are probably maybe even worse.
They're worse than the Jaguars are right now. Like the Colts beat the Giants in that final game. They obviously didn't beat the Jaguars.
Yeah, I agree. No, I agree. You're right. No, Jacksonville was still playing hard at the end of season.
They have the quarterback.
And the Giants were just laying down and quarterback snagging.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. Florio next, then back to your phone calls. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.